Welcome to the afternoon show, Joan.
Hello.
Hi there. So, first of all, I know you're having a garden fair on Saturday, but before we delve into that, for our listeners who perhaps may not know what an arboretum is, could you start off by just explaining exactly what it is?
Like a public garden or a botanical garden, except it specializes in growing trees and shrubs. And it was founded in 1977 by the Aaron family, who were very interested in oak trees. So initially a lot of oak trees were planted, and by now we have about 23 acres of native trees and pine trees and different kinds of evergreen trees and wildflowers and shrubs that like to grow up in the Catskill Mountains.
Right, and so this is June. It must be looking spectacularly beautiful right now.
It is really beautiful right now because we have such a very wet spring. It's very lush. The trees have lots of leaves, especially lots of leaves on them this year, and the flowers. Of course, because of our elevation, we're 2,400 feet, we're a little bit cooler up there than a lot of other areas in the Catskills, so people are often surprised when they come up that things are flowering that have finished down in the Hudson Valley. For instance, our lilacs are flowering now, and most people have finished, so it's really so plenty of flowers. The deciduous azaleas are in flower now.
Right. And I think I said in my intro that it was 10 acres, but you mentioned it was 23 acres. So are you gradually adding new acreage?
Yes, we are adding acreage, and we're hoping to add a significant amount of acreage by the end of the summer, which will feature a native forest and a swampland and a marsh and a little bog. But we haven't quite closed the deal on that yet, so I'm not going to tell you too much about it.
Okay.
check it out on the website.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what is happening on Saturday at the garden fair then? Why don't you tell us about that?
The garden fair, and it's our 10th annual garden fair, will be a place to purchase plants that grow really well in our environment of the Catskills. And we bring them in from other growers. We don't grow them ourselves, but we hand-pick them so we know that they'll be quality. And we'll also have a plant exchange where people can bring a plant from their garden and exchange it for a plant for someone else's garden. And that's a lot of fun. And we'll have refreshment sandwiches made by a caterer who specializes in healthy local foods, and also sausages and hot dogs from I think it's called Smokehouse of the Catskills. And just a lot of gardeners, local gardeners and people around to talk about plants with, and it's very fun, very casual. Admission is free, and it's under a great tent, so rain or shine or hot weather, it works.
Okay, now I have a lot of weeds in my garden. Could I take some of those and exchange them for plants?
Yeah. Well, weeds, you know. weeds, the definition of weed, it's a plant you don't want.
And so what is your mission here at the Arboretum? What would you like people to know about it?
We have three missions. One is horticulture, to grow, to see what plants, particularly shrubs and trees, since we're an arboretum, will grow in our environment of the Catskills. It's not just that it's cold, it's windy and it's rocky and there are things like that. And then the other mission is education, to teach people about horticulture and the natural world. And the third mission is stewardship of the environment, to protect the environment and to use the best garden practices, green garden practices, and to educate people about how to do that and take care of the land.
Right. And it's completely native, is it? I mean, you don't import any trees or shrubs or anything.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
It's entirely native. Is it, you don't import any trees or shrubs or anything?
We don't import them, but I wouldn't say it was all native, although I think over the years we're focusing more and more on that. But a lot of trees from temperate climates all over the world have been crossbred with our native trees, or or just have been around in the United States for so long that you might think they're native, but they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a loose definition, but we do have areas that are that we don't bring in plants from anywhere else except the Catskill region. So that, for instance, the areas over in the East Meadow, we have a wetland area. Particularly in the wetland areas, we like to be very careful and only use native plants.
Right. Is there anything else like it nearby?
The nearest public garden, and it actually is also an arboretum, is up in Esperance, New York, near, I guess, perhaps 20 minutes west of Albany, and that's called the Landis Arboretum.
Okay. How many arboretums are there in the States? Are they becoming more?
I don't know. What an embarrassing question. Not too many. No. Very often universities have arboretums because they plant beautiful trees around their buildings, and then at some point they say, hey, well, let's catalog them and identify them and inventory them and turn it into an arboretum. And the Swarthmore Arboretum in Pennsylvania is quite a beautiful place. But I'm sure there are more arboretums in New York than I can name right now. Sorry.
Is it mainly local visitors, or do you get people from far afield?
We get mostly people from far afield. Well, of course, the New York City area. We have a lot of people who come up for the weekends and visit us. And we do get quite a lot of European visitors in the height of the season who read about us and who really appreciate trees and are very interested in seeing American trees and shrubs. And then we are in the tourist area, and it's just one wonderful additional tourist thing to do. It's, the admission is free, and it's really a beautiful, lovely park, and it's a little bit different from some of the other state parks, which are a little bit more rustic. Our park is a little bit, there are areas where it's a little bit more tame, perhaps more comfortable for older people to walk around in. We do have trails all around, but really it's a great complement to the hiking trails and all that we have right in our Castle Park.
I remember it from my visit there. And don't you have a buggy that can also take people around?
Well, that's sort of on special demand, particularly elderly people. I really enjoy doing that when I meet older gardeners, really elderly gardeners who can't quite walk or, make it around anymore. They're walking with a cane. It's a real treat to take them around and have them enjoy the place. And I enjoy hearing their reminiscences about gardening, too.
Right. And it's open more or less from dawn to dusk, isn't it? You can.
It is. It is open dawn to dusk every day of the year. It's a little rigorous in the winter time with all the snow because we don't plow the trails during the winter time. But you can, everyone's always welcome to come on skis or snowshoes. But the rest of the year, it is open and it is particularly attractive. I think late May through the middle of October. Autumn in the Catskills is absolutely spectacular.
Gorgeous, yeah.
And we are really spectacular. We're surrounded by views of the mountains, so it's a really scenic vistas from the Arboretum, as well as the beauty of the trees that we have there.
Right. And what other events do you have coming up this summer?
Well, we have a wonderful program. We're really excited about having Lee Wright come. He's a well-known gardener from the New Paltz region, and he's going to be talking about luscious landscaping with fruit trees, shrubs, and vines, and that's going to be on July 9th. That's a Saturday at 11, and the admission to that is free. Admission to all our programs are free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have some summer programs for the kids, 6 dates. I'm not going to list them, but we have them in Fridays in July and Saturdays in August, and so there's a modest charge of $5 just for the craft materials, some of the cost of that. But we have a wonderful science teacher who takes the children out into the arboretum and talks about different aspects of nature with them, and they do projects, and it's very hands-on and delightful. And again, if you look on our website, you could get more details about that. We did that last time, and we're doing that again this summer.
And I'm just looking at your list of events. You've got Robert Toole, author of Landscape Gardens on the Hudson, talking.
Yeah, he's going to be talking on a Friday night. We're doing a joint program with the Mountaintop Historical Society, and it's actually going to take place over on their campus, which is right off the main road in Haynes Falls, a little bit before you get to the Arboretum. And that's a beautiful book that he published, I guess, last fall, perhaps. And should be a wonderful, very informative event. And on July 16th, we're having an orienteering contest. And orienteering teaches you, it's a kind of a competitive sport that teaches you how to get around using a compass and a map. Mm. And that should be a great deal of fun. And that's for the whole family. We'll have people in teams, and we'll have prizes and refreshments. That's June... June 16th at 11.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I think I've got the date wrong on that. I think that's Saturday, July 30th at 11.
Orienteering, yes, I've got it in front of me. 11 a.m.
Yeah.
And you've also got a celestial evening with Skyman Bob on.
Skyman Bob Berman. Some of your listeners may know Bob Berman. I think he has a radio show. So informative and just makes astronomy so accessible. And this is the second time we're trying to have a program. Last summer, we were going to do a sky watch with Bob, and it was all cloudy, so we couldn't do it. So this year, Bob is going to do a talk inside the barn with slides and talk about the sky. And then, if the weather cooperates, we can go outside and look at the stars. So rain or shine or clouds this year.
Okay. Now, we mentioned earlier about you were adding acreage. Is there anything new that's happening there this year?
I'm sorry.
I said that.
My plane is flying off. I can hear you. Yeah.
I said that we had mentioned earlier that you were adding acreage. I'm just wondering if there's anything else new that's happening this year.
This year, well, we do have a boardwalk that happened. We finished that up at the end of last year, so you can walk across the wetland in the East Meadow. And this year we got a grant from the New York City Department of Environmental Protection through the Greene County Southern Water Conservation District to build an outdoor classroom in our woodland walk. It's going to be a stone amphitheater. So the seating will be natural stone boulders in a site that's already a cove-like site. It will overlook the marshland, and we're very excited about that. We hope to be doing programs, having people sit outside in the woods as we talk about the woods and the marshes and the fact that we are one of the headland streams of the waters that go down into the reservoir and ultimately into New York City.
Hmm.
We provide the drinking water. So the Arboretum has one or two of the stream sources for that. And a lot of people don't know that, especially people in New York City.
Uh-huh.
Don't really know that their water comes, right from the Arboretum. Well, a few other places do, but we are one of them.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
Well, I'd like to say that people should just come anytime and bring their cameras and their binoculars, because the birding is wonderful at the Arboretum. And if you don't like getting up early in the morning to do that, the birds are very active toward the end of the day. Like around 5 p.m. is just a spectacular time.
Oh.
It's so beautiful as the sun is going behind the mountains, and it's kind of a golden glow, and the birds are getting very active then, feeding before they go to bed. So that's also a great time to come and see the bird light.
So whether you're an early riser or a late to bed, or there's something there,
right,
you can still come and see the birds.
Yeah.
And your website is www.mtarboretum.org, right?
That's correct, and you can check that. And we're also on Facebook, Mountaintop Arboretum, and both places talk about our upcoming events and post photos and the occasional very short video of what's going on.
Okay, and you have a blog as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Sort of. Gets a little busy in the summertime. I try to keep it up, but, not always.
Yeah. Actually, one other question. What is your funding?
Sorry?
What is your funding?
Well, we are a public organization, so we do depend on our membership and our donors to support us. And we do get some grants from the state, as I said, to build this classroom and a little bit of money to help out with the maintenance. But mostly we depend on our membership.
Okay. Well, Joan, thank you so much for being on the afternoon show.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about the Mountaintop Arboretum.
And I'll definitely have to try and make it back up there because it was lovely, I remember.
Well, please do come. So send me an email, get in touch, and we'll meet up there, and I'll show you some of the new plants and trees.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.